and you do this Bedikah Shvoferes. So the Beis Yosef asked this question, and specifically, the question is, why don't we simply say, why is it that we allow her to remarry the second guy? Because Ein Kol HaKocho Shavos, Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos. So maybe the pshat is, the reason why there was no dam on the Shvoferes is because didn't mimic Tashmish, right? And especially if you're going to assume, like most Rishonim, we'll see those who descend shortly, but especially if you're going to assume, like most Rishonim, that we will matir bedika even for the first husband if you're willing to take that gamble. The Gemara doesn't give that advice because it's a risk, but if you're willing to gamble with husband number one, so Bishlam, if you see the dam on its dadim, you'll say, okay, that's a raya, that there's dam on its dadim. But if we assume that she's muteres when there's no dam found at all, so then, and moreover, so why don't I just say, Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos. In other words, this Bedika, just like the purpose of the Bedika is, you know, more or less to try to resemble Tashmish, right? And with respect to Tashmish, we say Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos, so maybe this isn't right. So that's the Beis Yosef's question. So he answers that when do we say Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos, Ein Kol HaKocho Shavos, that's Lahakel, i.e. to allow her to marry the second guy. But not Lahachmir, namely to Aser her when Lo Matzah Dam B'Shvoferes. Now, why could we say that? Why are we willing to be inconsistent in order to be Mekel? So the Beis Yosef answers, that's because Rov Nashem Ein Ro'os Dam Machmas Tashmish. So, Kol Mai Dematzinan Lamitli Ba Talinan Shelo Lehotzia Mechlal Shar Nashem. Oh. So that is basically the approach here. In other words, we're not being consistent, and that's because to the extent that we could include her in the Rov of Nashim Shain and Rov Machmas Tashmish, we will. Now, then we have a question, which is, why don't you just say, do the Bedikah after the first guy? And maybe you'll tell me, no, we don't want to do the Bedikah after the first guy, because it's risky. Because let's say you find Dam at the end, so then she's going to be a Sura Liolam. So I'll say, no, if I find Dam at the end, what am I going to say? I'm going to say Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos. And if I find no dam, say stay married to the first guy. Right? Why in the world would you not just go ahead and do the bedikah after the first guy? So you have to say that no. The reason why we're able to marry the second guy, because Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos, is because we'll say there's a sfeik sfeika. Right? Safek, we don't even know if this is dam anat stadim or mena makor. The Indian Shlomos from the Makor, maybe it won't happen to the second guy because Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos. But once I fail the Bedikah after guy number one, so now there's only one Safek. I know it's not Menat Stadim, I know it's Menat Makor. So one Safek, we're not willing to be Mekel, also Ein Kol HaTzmo Shavos, and therefore if she fails the test after guy number one, she's stuck forever. So therefore, it will be generally inadvisable to take the test after guy number one, and the like. The Darkei Moshe, in Sifkan Beis, more or less asked this question as well. He quotes from the Hagos Maimoni Vus Kushta, and he writes that the reason why we're Mekel, if lo nimtza dam al shvoferes at all, is diyesh lomar nisrapa. Di al yidei shvoferes regila liros kimo al yidei tashmish. This seems to be a different answer than what the Beis Yosef was saying. Remember, why was the Beis Yosef Mekel? Shalol lotziyam in arov. He's Mekel because, well, maybe it was Nisrapa.
Which means you get to do more than once.
Okay. I mean, later on, correct. In other words, the fact that she saw, until now, Bishas Tashmish, and Bedika she didn't see, that's Hochacha. It's a Hochacha that she's better. Well, let's say it like this. His havamin, his kasha is, maybe the fact that it didn't show up on the bedika this time is because it's not a good bedika. And the answer is no. It doesn't indicate it's not a good bedika. Maybe it could be explained. Because we'll say, she got better. Oh. So that's what the Ramah writes. Now, I'm not going to get into it now, but an interesting question does seem to be disagreeing with the Beis Yosef And interesting thing to think about is what they're disagreeing about. Maybe they're not disagreeing, but something to think about. Now, even though the mashmaus of the Gemara and the Rambam is that if no blood was found at all, she's muteres, when you look at the Tosefta, Ches Aleph, you get a mixed message, because the Tosefta says, Nimtza al rosho hareza tameya, val atzdadim hareza tohora. In other words, if you're medayik from the Seifa, the implication is that she's only muteres if it's Nimtza al atzdadim.
And you can make opposite to
you can make that's the point. Right. The contradictory implications for the Tosefta, which is why that there is actually a machlokas aposkim about this point. So the Shach Sifkat Yud Aleph writes that if blood is not found at all, she's mutaris, based off of the simple reading of the Gemara and the Rambam and the like. However, this is also the Psak of the Chavos Das and Chidushim, but the Sidrei Tahara, right, she's not Tahora unless you find it Bitstadim. Generally speaking, it's a little more complex, but that's his basic opinion. Nota Bihuda Pischechuva Tezvav says, actually, it depends. If you don't see it at all, she's mutares. But there's a nafgamina, because if you find it, but studim, she's mutares leolam. Whereas if you don't find it at all, and then she subsequently sees dam three times, then she's going to be, once again, nidon kara machmas tashmish, because we haven't shown it's from the studim.
Even if we assume it's a Michael, why can't we say, like,
Bechila
Olam Mutir or something?
We might. So we're going to talk about that later, about it seeing B'shas Vester and the like. But here we're talking about Dam Machmas Tashmish. The answer is, we don't say Bechila Olam Mutir. She'll see she when it's time for when her cycle comes and it's time to menstruate. And hopefully she'll never see during Tashmish. That would be awesome. Another Nafgamina is, according to some poskim, including the note B'yuda, quoted Pischei Tshuva Yotches, if lo nimtza dam klal, she's only mutaris after the third bal. We're more makel after the third bal, because otherwise she'll be an aguna li'olam. And the reason for that is because until that point, we're not willing to be makel if she sees no dam at all, because maybe ein kol etzbo shavos, and she's not yet muchzak l'kol etzbos. Now, at first glance, when you see that, you'll say, oh, it's like a special kula b'malka miguna. But it's a little more meduyuk, which is, the pshat is like this. Once it's three husbands, three times each, so she's muchzekes l'kol ha'etzbaus. Ah, so since she's muchzekes l'kol ha'etzbaus, and then you did this bedika, and you didn't see any dam, so that shows us what? That this isn't dam in a makor. But if she does the bedika, let's say after the first husband, she's not yet muchzekes l'kol ha'etzbaus. So maybe the reason why you didn't see dam is because this is not also etzba. So therefore, the note Yudah says, so you could only be makel. The bedika is only a good bedika when you don't see dam, once she's muchzekes l'kol ha'etzbaus. That's basically what he says. If you take a look at that point, it's clarified in the Dagomir Vava Madura Tanyana. However, Lamaisa in the Beis Yosef, as we said, it certainly doesn't sound that way. It's very nice logic, but Lamaisa, it sounds like from the Beis Yosef, even at any point in this process, if she doesn't seem dumb at all, it's going to be mutter. I, the kasha, the rai that the Nota Bihuda brought. No, the answer is, like the Beis Yosef said, that we are willing to be inconsistently makel because we want her to be part of the rov. So in Hanami, you're right. You could have dismissed the effectiveness of the bedika before the third husband, because maybe the only reason why no dam is found is because in kol tzbos shavos. But since we want to shtup her into the rov, that's our preference, when possible, so then we're makel. Now Rashi sounds like he says that we're not soich on the bedika for the first husband. If you saw in the Beis Yosef and Yachman, there are a number of reasons why. The Mechaber and Sif Gimel quote Shitas Rashi as a Yesh Omer, but the Ramah says we don't paskin that way, and we do not paskin that way. Now, another basic question, which we already sort of alluded to, but just to spell out, is the question of why is she muteres to another person, assuming you didn't do the bedika, right? She has the first husband three times, Ramachmas Tashmish, so she's divorced, she marries another guy. So what's the reason? So the reason is because of a sveik sveika. Maybe, and this is the Beis Yosef quotes from the Smag, she's mutaris even without the bedika, right? You could do bedika, we don't require to do bedika. There's a sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? Maybe it's min makor, maybe it's min atzadim. If it's min atzadim, it's okay. And if it's from the makor, so then maybe it won't be by the second husband in kol tzbos shavos. Good. Very simple. And moreover, even if you did the bedika, you still wouldn't definitively know that she would be usher from the second guy, because in kol tzbos shavos. Now, since it's based off of this fake sveika, maybe it's menat stadim. The Tanodri Yehuda, quoted in Pesach Chuvavav, says if it's yotzei b'shafa, meaning to say there's evidence that it's menam akor, it's certainly not menat stadim. There's no sveik sveika, and she couldn't marry the second guy. The Chavos Das in Sif Gimel, in his fifth question says, one second, we have a rule. Sveik sveika, efshe levarer, tzarch levarer. So how could the Beis Yosef say your mutter to the second guy based off of sveik sveika? It's efshe levarer, do the bedika. So, first of all, it's not such a kasha in a number of ways. The Shach writes in Klali Sveik Sveika that even though b'makom she'efshel levarer tzarech levarer, that's not mikra din, that's a chumra. So maybe you would have said that that's when there's not such a hefsid. Here, if you were to be mevarer, it could make a resur eliolam. So therefore, we don't have to be so machmir. Another reason, and that goes back to Agav, the interesting question we talked about last time, hefsid for who? For her, it's a huge hefsid. For the second husband, it's not such a hefsid. So maybe we don't say, that's enough not to have to be mevarer, it's her. But there's another reason, which is, as we said before, the birur doesn't answer all our questions. It could be, and again, these are sveik sveika questions, so we're not going to get into them too much, but it could be that the obligation to be mevarer, b'makom sveik sveika, when you can, is when you could answer all your questions, not when you could answer one of the two questions. So over here, you could answer one of the two questions, but not answer all the questions. And therefore, the obligation to do birur doesn't apply. The Rambam, by the way, has a different mahalach in the Sol Sugya, but I guess due to time constraints, we won't get into it. So let's turn to Siv Dalet. So the Gemara says that im yesh lamaka tola ve'osa makom tola makasa, im yesh laveses tola bevesta. That's the line we're going to talk about over here. Im yesh laveses tola bevesta. So we find in the Rishonim four mehalchim how to explain this line. So Rashi writes, yesh laveses, as we talked about last time, that the re'ios machmas tashmish occur in some type of pattern, time pattern, chodesh or haflaga or the like. Now, what's very unclear in Rashi is the question of how was this pattern discovered, and were there re'ioshel heter in between? And here we find basically three mahalchim and yachronim, if you want to take a look, Tors HaShlamim, Chavos Das, and Sidrei Tara, also the Arch Laner. So let's consider the options. So the first option that comes to mind is that there is Bio Shalheter in between. In other words, she has Tashmash on Rosh Chodesh and she's Dam. She goes to the mikvah, Tesvav B'Chodesh, she comes back from the mikvah, no Dam. Then next month on Rosh Chodesh she has Tashmash again. She's Dam. And whether that was much or not comes back to our discussions about Akira Saveses, HaChodesh Taka. It wouldn't work, right? That's a bad example, because it wouldn't be, we won't say Rosh Chodesh, we'll say HaFlaga, we'll assume Ktsara is Oker Aruka. So, and the like, so there are Bios of Heter in between. That's one way. Now, if that's true, so the Pshat is like this. And the reason why you would say this is because otherwise maybe we'll say this is just a regular Veses. It's not Roa Machmas Tashmish, right? In other words, she basically, if there are no Bioshel Heter in between, maybe you would say, so she has a pattern. So first of all, you have the issue of how is it Mutter to create this pattern. But leaving that aside, even if you solve that problem, maybe you would say that this isn't a pattern of Roa Machmas Tashmish, this is just a regular Veses. But at the same time, there's a different problem, which is, remember, the Beis Yosef wrote that anytime these weren't three consecutive Bios, you never become a Surah Alts Roa Machmas Tashmish. The Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe, both said that at the beginning of the Siman. So if you were to learn that way in Rashi, that there are Bios Shel Heter in between, which I think is probably the simplest reading of Rashi. So then it would turn out that Rashi is against that Beis Yosef in the Ramah. So it certainly doesn't seem like the Beis Yosef read Rashi that way, because the Beis Yosef doesn't quote Cholkim. The Beis Yosef says that everybody agrees that you need three consecutive Tashmishes to become Mochsekes as Ramach Mas Tashmish. So we'll assume That's not the Pshat in Rashi. So let's take the other option. So now we're talking about a case where there was no Bio Shel Heter in between. And if that's true, then we have a very big kula in Rashi. Why? Because even though these were three consecutive Bios, we're going to be matir when they fit into a pattern. Right? Meaning to say, again, she has three consecutive Bios on Rosh Chodesh, and each time she sees Dam, and no Bios otherwise in between. So, according to Rashi, even though there are three consecutive Bios where she saw Dam, Machmas, Tashmish, still, she is Mutares the rest of the time, right? Mishla Vesta is told Vesta, so she'd be Mutares every other day of the month other than Rosh Chodesh, even though there are three consecutive Rosh, Machmas, Tashmish. Now, the reason not to say that is because Beis Yosef seems to assume over here that Rashi and Rambam don't disagree practically. Now, Mechatesi, that Rambam would agree to that, right? We'll see in a second. Rambam has a different reading of the Mieshla Vesta Tol Vesta. So how would you know that Rambam would agree to this Bekula? So maybe the answer is, yeah, in Achanami, he would agree. Why? This is like Morkov Kvitzos. In other words, just like we saw in Kuf Peitas, by Morkov Kvitzos, that if, you know, three times in a row she jumps on Rosh Chodesh and she sees on Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't have to be Chosheshes on Rosh Chodesh if she doesn't jump. Doesn't have to be Chosheshes if she jumps, if not Rosh Chodesh. So to over here, you have three times in a row Rosh Chodesh Tashmish. Now, here might be a slightly bigger kula because there you can't create a Vesis of Fisos on your own, and here you can create a Vesis of Ramach Mastashish on its own. And this might relate back to the question of whether we see this really as a Vesis or a Holy, but that's the second way to read Rashi, probably the simpler way. The third option is that even though the Beis Yosef says that if you have bios shel heter, you can't become ra machmas tashmish, if retroactively, not retroactively, but subsequently, you see a pattern, that would also create a vesis. Right? In other words, there was tashmish shel heter in between. Normally, tashmish shel heter doesn't make you ra machmas tashmish, but if you show yourself to have a pattern, then even though there are bios shel heter in between, it will create a type of vesis amorkov. Now, the problem with that explanation is then it's a chumrah, right? From the simple reading of the Gemara and Rashi, this is a kula. Miesh l'vest is told l'vesta, not a chumrah, right? According to that read, it would be a chumrah. So that's why the middle option, I think, is the simplest option. Okay, good. So now let's go to the second shot in Miesh l'vest is told l'vesta. So that's the Rambam. Rambam says we're talking about a case where Shimsha samach l'vesta. This is also the Ramban, the Rashba. Now, the question that everyone asks over here is, Atu Birshi Askinan? Let's take a look at the Taz, the Shach, Sifkan, Tezvav, the Tarsus Lamin, Sifkan, Yud Gimel. And there are a number of answers we could give. Again, what do they say? Miesh l'vesta l'vesta. So she has Tashmish during her Vesas, Be'isser, and then she sees Dam, she says, oh, that doesn't make her Ramach Mas Tashmish, it's because of her Vesas. So maybe we'll say, yeah, it's possible better. For example, Yotze L'Darch according to Rashi. Or another possibility, as a big Chiddush L'Kula, would be that maybe Yesh l'vesta l'vesta, she saw the night before her Vesas, right? Or the Ona before Vesas. You don't hold like the Orz Aruah. So you don't have to be parish during the Orz Aruah. You don't have to be parish during the Orz Aruah. But we agree that there is this concept that sometimes your Vesas might come early, a little bit early, like we saw in the Gemara's before, right? And especially maybe Tashmish might trigger the Vesas to come a little early. So this is the pshat of the Prisha. The Prisha says, yeah, her Vesas is tonight. She had Tashmish in the afternoon, and she sees Dam. Oh, and Yishlo Vesas told her Vesta. We'll assume that this Dam that she saw now is because of her Vesas. It's going to be tonight, but it must be that it came a little early. That's what the Prisha said. Now the Shach says, Mapitom. If you think that it's likely for your Vesas to come early, so then you should have to be Parish. Hitakas thinks you have to be Parish, right? He likes the Orz Aruah. And if you're going to say, no, you don't have to be Parish, we reject the Orz Aruah, so then how could we be Mako over here? And if you're going to say, well, usually the Vesas doesn't come early, but if you have Tashmish, it might cause it to come early, so then for sure Prisha should be Aser. So it doesn't make sense to say what the Prisha says, which is, yeah, you don't have to be Poresh, but if you have Tashmish Beheter and you see Dam, you'll say it's because of a preemptive Vesa strike. So what would the Prisha respond? Prisha might say back, and this is the way the Tosfos Lamed actually paskins, that no, usually we're Machmir. We're Makel, because it's not very likely, it's very unlikely that a Vesas will come one owner early or that the Tashmish will trigger the Vesas. But, so Lohotzi Ish Mibayla, like we've seen, we're willing to consider more far-fetched possibilities, either because of the Iguna issue, or because of what the Beis Yosef said, because we don't want to make her exclude her from the Rove, and therefore the Chashash is small enough not to be Mechayef Prisha, but big enough to use that as an explanation to explain this Re'ia, not be Machzekes her as Ramachmas Tashmish. Again, the simplest possibility for the Rambam is you'll say we're talking about Avra V'Shimsha, or finally you could say we're talking about a Ketana. Ketana, as we know, doesn't have to be Choshesh for a Ves Sheinu Kavua. So we're talking about a case where it's a Ves Sheinu Kavua, it's a Ketana, and then Achar Kach Kavala Veses on that day. So that's how she could become Muchzek as Ramach Mas Tashmish Vesta, such that we could be Mekal and saying Yeshla Vesta La Vesta without saying she's a woman who violates the Halacha. Yes?
What's so bad about saying Shogi?
Yeah, that's the third option. That's option three. It's just a little strange ukimta to say that's what the Gemara means. Shogeg three times in a row. Same shogeg. Yeah, Echanami. It's possible.
No, for the Rambam, it's just the one time. It's just teaching the din that you can pull out of
that. Yeah. Well, okay. But here we're saying it to not do it. But yeah, Echanami. In Achinami. Good.
Why does it have to be three times? Meaning, if she does it one time and then she has another two, can this be Mitztarif to the other two?
Yeah, in Achinami. That wouldn't be Mitztarif, presumably, because it's B'Shas Vesta. Okay, good. The third option, the Baal Mor, it's also called Pischei Tshuva Chaf Aleph, is that we're talking about, there is no Onus Amach Levesis. For example, it's a Vesa Guf, right? In the middle of having Tashmish, she starts sneezing, and then she sees Dan, and then she becomes Asura. So we'll be told by Vesta, even though she didn't do anything wrong. Finally, the fourth possibility of how to read the Gemara is in a Mordechai. So let's read this Mordechai very carefully. If you want, if you take out the sheet I gave you last time, I'll just read it inside, because there are two ways to read this Mordechai. Does anybody not have this sheet here? Do I have an extra copy of the sheet? I don't know. Well, I think, yeah, I have an extra copy. If anyone didn't get their sheets last time, there's some copies over here. Here. Here.
I don't want to take a sheet.
There's plenty. Im yesh leveses. Im yesh. Im yesh leveses. Kavua, shehi ro adam, tol bevesta, shehi ro omar, ze adam, shehi ro tor, shadayin lo yigia vesta. So she has a vestas kavua, and she sees dam. She could be tola in that dam, because her vestas hasn't come. Vitola be makasa, shehi ro omar, makasa, the tor, she could also be tola in a maka. Notice, by the way, that the Mordechai switched the order of the Gemara, at least from our Girsa. Might have had a different Girsa in the Gemara, there might have been other Girsos, but at least from our Gemara, right? We have first the Tolu Makasa and then Tolu Vesta. He switched it. And it reads a little smoother this way, actually. Okay, fine. Ve'im hayadam makasa mishana, then you can't. So there's two ways to read this line in the Mordechai. The way the Beis Yosef reads it is that these are three statements. If she has a Vases, then she can be told of a Vesta. It's also the way the Shach read the Mordechai that way. In fact, you see it clearly in the Beis Yosef, who just quoted the beginning of the Mordechai, didn't even quote the whole quote. In other words, according to the Beis Yosef, there's basically two chidushim over here. Number one is anytime a woman has a Vases, she could be told of a Vesta, and she's not Luchsekas, as Ram Machmas Tashmish. Chidush number two is if a woman has a Makasa, Verasa Dam, she's told Makasa, and she's not Mukhsekas, is Ramachmas Tashmish. That's one way to read it, in which case there's a fascinating, far-reaching chiddush in this Mordechai, a tremendous kula. What's the kula? The kula is that anytime you have a woman that has a vases, basically she can't be muhsek as Ramach machmas tashmish, right? That's what he says. She has a vases, then we're told bevesta. No such thing. And remember, that's most women, right? We know, we all know that most women have a ves kavua. So if she has a vases, she'll be told bevesta. She doesn't become muhsek as Ramach machmas tashmish.
Now,
yeah, or right, obviously then she would be, or en lavesis kavua. Now we have no evidence of the maka, but we'll say, Mistama, she had a maka, right? In other words, they're making up a maka. She is a vases, so we don't expect her to see dam now. So if she sees dam, we'll say it must be there's a maka, right? And even though we have no evidence for there being a maka,
this is the
Beis Yosef's reading. That must be what it is. Now, the other way to read it is, no, this is one statement. Im yesh leveses zman kavua. So then, you're tola v'makasa shechol alomar minamaka hi v'tahira. Meaning to say, if she has a veses, then we'll be tola v'maka. She doesn't have a veses, we won't be tola v'maka. Wait! So that's the reading of the Taz. One statement. Not two statements. You could be Mekel if she has a Vesas, and you could be Mekel if she has a Maka, but one statement. If she has a Vesas, you could be told a Maka. Now, what that means, if you don't have a Vesas, you can't be told a Maka? Why not? Answer is that you'd say that this is the Mordechai probably Lashitaso. Mordechai holds, we'll get to this shortly, that you could only be told in a Maka Yaduah Shemotzi Adam, not in a Maka Shani Yaduah Shemotzi Adam. So there's a third threshold of Maka that we need to be told a Maka. But we say if she has a Vesas, then we could be told in a maka that we wouldn't normally be told in, like a maka she'ena yadua shemotzi adam. So that's what the Mordechai is saying. If she has a vases, then we could be told in a maka she'ena yadua shemotzi adam. Otherwise, we need to know that there's a maka yadua shemotzi adam. So that is option two. That's the way the Taz reads the Mordechai. That's Taz Sifkan Ches. L'chora, that's also the way the Tumas Hadeshin reads the Mordechai. Even the Gro doesn't like the Taz, acknowledges that Tumas Hadeshin read the Mordechai like the Taz, even though the Shach tries to say that even the Beis Yosef, even the Tumas Hadeshin would read the Mordechai like the Beis Yosef. Now, l'chora, there's a shtickle raya for the Beis Yosef's reading it from the continuation of the Mordechai, because what did the Mordechai say afterwards? V'im haya dam akas mishuna mizeh hadam shiroa. So then tola b'makasa. Now, according to Beis Yosef, this is very straightforward. In other words, it's a hemshach of the second din, right? What was the first din? If she has a vesta, she's tola b'vesta. What's the second din? The second din is that if she has a maka, she could be tola b'maka, but that's only if the dam from the maka and the dam from the vesta are the same, as opposed to if they're mishona. But according to the Taz, we're talking about a maka she'ena yadua shemotzi adam, right? How did the Taz read it? The first two sentences are really one sentence, right? If she has a vesa, she could be told in a maka she'ena yadua shemotzi adam. And then the second sentence, but if the maka, dam maka is different than a dam vesa, she can't be told. Now, if she doesn't know she has a maka, or she has a maka she'ena yadua shemotzi adam, there's no way to know if her dam maka is going to be different than her dam nida, right? If you learn it like the Beis Yosef, it's very meduyak. If she has a vases, you could be tola minastam. If she doesn't have a vases, then you need a maka yadua shemotzi adam to be tola. And then we say, that's only if, you know, minastam you could be tola. But if you know that the maka yadua shemotzi adam is a different type of dam than the maka than her dam nida, then you can't be tola. In other words, the final line of the Mordechai reads a lot better for the Beis Yosef. Again, I think you get out of it. But certainly it's a smoother read for the Beis Yosef's reading. Now, we'll also add that the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara itself, the Braisa, reads a lot smoother for the Mordechai than it does for all the other Rishonim, let's say Rashi and Rambam for now, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, again, we'll read the Gemara inside, V'im yesh la maka ba'osu makam tola b'maka. V'im yesh la vases tola b'vesta. Now, the Hemshech reads very smoothly, right? Im yesh la maka, you can be tola maka. If she has a vases, so then it works very nicely, right? We're talking about a woman who is roa machmas tashmish, right? And or even start a little earlier, right? For earlier line. Ketza bodeka satzma, da da da. So, nimtza dam al amoch, biyadua shemene makor huba. Lo nimtza dam al rosho, biyadua shemenat stadim huba. Right? Then we say, vim ein vim yesh la maka ba'oso makom. Right? Then even without bedika shvo feres, she can be tola b'maka. She's not muchzekes as ramach mas tashmish. And if she has a vases, so then we're tola that it came from the maka, even though we don't know there's a maka. Right? She's not muchzekes. And then we say, the continuation, b'nemenes ish alomar makas yesh boso makom. Generally, she's believed. But according to Rashi and Rambam, so the order is a little strange. Because we're talking about a woman that's ramach mas tashmish. And then we talk to a different topic, which is, if she has a makkah, she's tola b'makasa. And then we go back to the woman who's ramach mastashmish, and we say, oh, but if she's a vestas, we're tola b'vesta, meaning she'd say, she doesn't become uchzakes, either because she saw on her yom ha-vestas, according to Rambam, or she has a funny pattern, according to Rashi. And then we go back to dam makkah, and we say, oh, if makasa is mishuna, then she's not tola. In other words, We're jumping around. The Hemshech, the Seder, the Gemara, reads much better for the Mordechai than it does for Rashi and Rambam. Yeah?
According to the Beis Yosef Shach read, if a woman sees the Shas Veses, why are we saying that that's Machmas Tashmish? Why don't we just...
According to what? The Beis Yosef?
The read of the Beis Yosef and Shach. So let's say a woman has a Veses.
Right.
So the only time she's going to be Machmas Tashmish is the Shas Veses, right?
No. We're talking about a woman who Lamaisa, she has a Veses Kavua, and she sees them not during her Veses. So we could assume that she must, that she's Mutas, presumably she has a Maka or something.
I'm saying, but let's say she sees the Shas Veses.
Okay.
Why are we saying that that's Machmas Tashmish? That's just regular Nida. I'm just saying a different question, not the case of Mordechai.
Would the Mordechai agree to the Rambam, you're saying? That Lamaisa, if she sees during Vesta, maybe he would. But that's not what the Gemara is saying.
I'm just wondering what, meaning that, why isn't there on?
You'd have to say he might agree, and he knows that Misvara, or he might not agree. But that's not the discussion of the Gemara.
But I understand. I'm just wondering, okay, why would we attribute it to the
Maybe Gemara? We would, in a Hanami.
It sounds like, based on the Mordechai, it sounds like he wouldn't, but he says, "Dafka shadayin lo higia vesta." But if it was higia vesta, then
Kavachomer, we would maybe not. I mean, I don't know if you. The Mordechai's chiddush is a much bigger chiddush, right?
I don't understand. Meaning, what's the svar? I'm just wondering, what's the svar to say that she's a real machmas tashmish if she sees b'shas vestas?
I'm not saying. Maybe she would be. Maybe she wouldn't be. Yeah.
I don't know.
So why don't, now that we pointed out that the Gemara's reading is much, much clearer according to Mordechai, like I imagine all of you, if you read the Gemara before you looked at Rashi, you would have read like the Mordechai. I certainly did, and as we said, the flow, you're not jumping around as much. So why is it that Rashi and the Rambam, all the other Rishonim, don't learn like the Mordechai? The answer is very simple, because the Mordechai is telling me this incredible kula, which is that we could be tola and a maka just because of her vases, even though we don't know it exists. And then you have to be mukim, basically, the whole sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish as a woman who, from the minority of the population, who is in Laveses, Kavua, right? So, and especially if you hold like Shmuel, that the Mordechai would agree to the Rambam's case, right? So that's a huge chiddush. And the truth is, once you hold like the Mordechai, maybe you should even go further. Mordechai, assuming like the Beis Yosef Mishach, maybe if a woman sees a kesem, right? A woman, yesh leveses kavua, a standard woman, she sees a kesem. So we'll say, oh, maybe she has a maka. Right? Just like for Rot Machmas Tashmish, we're going to say she sees dam. Oh, it's from a maka, even though there's no evidence the maka exists. Mustama to maka because we won't expect her to see this time of month. So let's get rid of the whole sugya of ksamim for rov nashim, right? That seems absurd. Well, you could say, okay, maybe it's dafka tashmish. She says the chiddush because tashmish is something that could trigger a maka. He's rubbing up against her, so wouldn't apply it for a maka. What about a bedikah cloth? Right, that's also every time you see dam in a bedikah cloth and it's not her vesas and she has a vesas, we should say, oh, must be a maka. Okay, maybe you'll say no. Tashmish is more invasive than a bedikah cloth, but the truth is that this Mordechai is a humongous chiddush tehula, which is why we'll see in a moment. The Shach says, even if we're going to, this is what the Mordechai said, we're never going to accept this kula except shelo lahotzi isha mibayla, not lahatira. She'll still have to observe Shemin HaKiyam because this is such a crazy, crazy, far-fetched leniency. We should note, however, it's not just the Mordechai. The Ravid also learns the sugya as talking, of Ro Machmas Tashmash is talking about a woman, she'ein laveses. Right? That's what the Ravid says. But where'd he get it from? The answer is he probably read the Gemara like the Mordechai. Indeed, the Chassam Sofer wonders why all the Mefarshim don't note that the Ravid learns like the Mordechai. The Meiri also reads that the Rif understands the Rif learns like the Mordechai. So it's not just a far-fetched single Rishon, Das Yachad, there are others. So let's just summarize the Mordechai, and then we'll go on to the next step after your question. So the Mordechai says, Im yesh la vesto vesta, and that could be understood in three ways. Way number one is that she sees Dam Machmas Nashim, she has a Vesas, we'll assume that this is Dam Tower, this is Dam Maka, we'll assume it's a Maka, and she's Muteris Labaila, she's not Muchsekas, it's Ram Machmas Tashmish. Option two is, we'll say, a limited version of that. Kadesh Lo Lo Tishami Baila, we'll assume it's Dam Maka. She's not Mosekis Ram Machmas Tashmish. But we'll still tell her to go to Mikvah because to be Matir her Labaila, not just without going to the Mikvah, we're not willing to be told in a Maka that we don't know exists. And finally, or if you take that approach, you could even say it a little differently, though it's out in Mordechai, that the Pshat would be that we don't expect her to become a Muchsekes as Ram Machmas Tashmish because she already has a different Vesis, namely a Ves Kavua, Kein Dinot Vihudas, that we talked about last time. And finally, the third approach would be the Taz Sifkan Ches, who says no. The Mordechai is just saying that if she has a Ves Kavua, then we're willing to be so Mechanamaka that we normally wouldn't rely upon, namely a Makshani Yaduish Motzi Adam. So that brings us to the next part of this sugya, which is Tliya B'maka. But first, Mark, you had a question?
Does everyone agree that it doesn't have to be that she has a maka, she has no
motzi
dam, or even if she doesn't know she has a maka?
If she doesn't know she has a maka at all, so then you could be makel according to the Beis Yosef / Shach, but not according to the Taz. Right? Yes?
I think Rabbi Eger says something like that since Vestas Darabanan.
Yeah, that's another way.
If mm-hmm. Yes. Vestas,
we'll get there.
It's still
correct.
Finish, I mean, it's
no,
still,
it is, but then that explains it. In other words, this goes back to within the school of thought, what we call the second school of thought of the Mordechai, which is that we're makel with respect to Ra Machmas Tashmish, but Machmir with respect to going to the mikvah. So now the question is, what's the pshat? What's the basis of that chiluk? So you could say it in a more fundamental way, like what you're saying, that Vestos are Derabanan and Ra Machmas Tashmish is Derabanan, so for Din Derabanan we're going to be makel, but for Din Deraisa, like going to the mikvah, we have to be Machmir. Or you could explain it in a non-fundamental way, like, you know, b'makom igun, we're willing to adapt kulas, but stam b'makom iser, we're not. Right? And then the nafkamina could be, well, maybe then it's only going to be makel after the first time and the second time. And then another question, we'll get back to this. Are you willing to do it b'makom that there's this, you know, are you willing to pass on a tarti disaster? No, but you're right. We'll get there in a second, but that's exactly the clear. What is, that's, if you're within that second school of thought, Yesh Lachor, what's the pshat? Absolutely. Good. So now let's talk about the general topic of Tliya B'maka. So the Gemara Nida Tehsayinim at Aleph says like this, Tanya Ra Machmas Haro Adam Machmas Maka Filu Tochim Enidasa Toira Diri Rashbag Rabbi Yomer Em Yesh Levases Choshesh Levesta. And the Gemara tries to figure out what they're arguing about. First we say that they're arguing about Vesas Derabanan or Deraisa. So, according to Rashbag, who says that you could be tola beves bemaka even b'shas nidasa, filu tochime nidasa, hold vesta reisa, and Rabbi, who says no, that imyesh levestas choshesh levesta, holds vesta ostir reisa. And then Ravina says no, kuli hama vesta rabban, machum akor makom atami kamithligi, Rashbag savi shetaira, vadam tame, dekaasi derach makor. Fine, and that's that. So that we have a lot of questions we have to deal with, and we'll deal with them slowly. I'll get to some of them today. One of the very important questions we have to figure out is, what is a maka b'makor? Right? Rashi says, harod dam machmas maka sheish la maka b'me'aha. In other words, in a me'ayin, we're not talking about your maka b'tstadim, like we were talking about before. But we're talking about a maka b'makor. Now, one of the interesting questions, which we'll hopefully get to shortly, but just to point out now, is what does this mean, a maka b'makor? It's clear from the whole sugya there's such a thing as a maka b'makor. Now, why is that strange? Because this might depend a little bit on what you think the makor is. Does the makor include the cervix or not? But assuming the makor doesn't include the cervix, which is probably the majority opinion, so the entire makor is filled with the endometrial lining. And bleeding that would be caused machmas amaka would be endometrial blood. It would be the same blood that comes out when a woman menstruates. So are we saying over here that the difference between dam maka and dam nida is simply the trigger, but not the type of dam? What's the halacha when something causes her to see dam, but endometrial dam? And here we have different options, right? One way to say it is, yeah, maybe you think she only becomes a nida if it's normal hormonal bleeding, right? But we know that's not true, because we know ones makes her a nida, right? So if ones makes her a nida, then why is it that if it comes because of a maka, let's say the doctor scrapes it with something, so that also doesn't make her a nida? So that's a big question, which is, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about maka makor? Again, we'll get to that. But before we get there, so Tosus over here on this Gemara says like this, and you have this also on your sheet, second source. Near to Dath Gemar Gesha Shabbat Dam Zeh Min HaMaka. When are we makel? When are we makel b'toch vesta? When you feel that this blood came from the maka. V'afilu hachim zman vesesu. And even though you're saying you feel, whatever feel means, this dam comes from the maka, if you could feel that, still you have to be machmir if vestus deraisa, and if you feel vestus deraban, you don't have to be machmir b'shas vesta. In other words, even though she knows she has a maka, she knows for sure she has a maka, no question, but she sees dam b'shas vesta, you have to be machmir l'kulei alma. Right? Just think of it this way. Right? The Rishonim assumed, and a lot of the times this was probably true, especially in the olden days, if you're going to have a maka, it's going to last forever. So let's say she has this maka b'makor. Great. And it's a maka yadush motzi adam. She knows she has a maka b'makor. But now, in the past, every 28 days, she always saw dam nida. So, if you hold that you're willing to be makel and a maka b'makor, even b'shas vesta, so then, which the Gemara seems to conclude, if you hold vestas to Rabbanan, so then, v'chili olam lo tani t'meya, right? She'll never become a nida again, because every time she sees dam on the 28th day, she's going to say, it's from my maka, right? So it says to us, no, when is this true that we're makel? That's when you could say, I know this blood, dam zeh, has been a maka. But otherwise, you have to be machmir. Okay, so note that Tosis, we'll get back to this point throughout this sugya. But it is worthwhile noting an interesting point, just a brief ara on Tosis, which is, it's not an internal svara, it's an external svara, like a reductio ad absurdum. What do I mean to say? You could have said it differently. You could have said, if she has a maka yidush motzi adam, but it's vesta, she's a sura. Why? Because today is the day we expect her to see, right? The last 5 years in a row, she always saw it every 28 days. So it's not a good assumption to attribute it to the maka, even though she has a maka. Right? That's not the svar Tosfos. Tosfos is a different svar, which is v'chili olam lo te tmeya. Okay? Fine. Tosfos is quoted not by the Beis Yosef here, but a similar svar from the Hagos HaMordechai, Hagos Maimoni, in Sif Hei by the Beis Yosef, that Dafka Shiodas Sheyotzi Damina Makor, that you're told about. Okay, so now what we're going to do is turn to the Rashba. We'll read it together carefully. That's in the sheets that I gave it to you. Well, let's just read it together inside, because there's a number of tricky lines here, which is, as I noted before, leads to a big disagreement about how to read the Rashba. So we'll start from where the text is a little bigger. Vim Tomar. V'halo b'nashem da'alma chayshinan lona saveses kula v'afal pi shelo rasa mivizhartem es b'nei yisrael mitumasam ve'echatam atir es zu shehi b'shas vesta sharei dam lefanecha. In other words, here he's asking a very straightforward question. We know that a woman always has to be poresh b'shas vesta, right? Even if she doesn't see dam, because we expect her to see dam. So how could Rashbag be matir b'shas vesta even if she did see dam? Right? Remember, what did the Gemara say? Assuming we pass in Veslav Deraisa. So she sees dam, b'shas vesta, right? Oh, she's mutaris. I don't understand. If she doesn't see dam, you have to be poresh, maybe she will see dam. Now she is seeing dam, so how could you say she's mutaris? So the answer is, yesh lomar, ha'i d'rabanan hi, right? Because like we said, vesta's d'rabanan, even priestess d'rabanan. And we should d'avshar l'mekam amilsa. Here we have no choice. In other words, she sees dam. We have no idea where this dam came from. Right? Is it dam mekor or dam maka? Because we know she has a maka. The ain dan in afshar, mishi afshar. Shem kain. Af ata osra labayla liyolam. Like we said before, the Rishonim generally assumed that makos are going to last forever. So, here we don't have a choice. We can't be machmir b'shas vesta. Right? Tosa said the reductio ad absurdum, going one way, right? She'll never become anida. He has the opposite way. If we're machmir, b'shas vesta, she'll never become muteras. Because the maka is never going to be able to go away. Umistabra, and now let me just tell you what we're trying to solve in this Rashba. The question we're trying to solve is, what type of maka are we talking about, right? We know she's told in a certain type of maka. What type of maka are you told in? What type of maka do you need? Umistabra dafilu ena margeshas mamish shahadam shoseis fiyored min amaka. Even, we're going to be makel for a maka, right? We're going to be makel for a maka, and remember that means even b'shas vesta. We're going to be makel for a maka, even though she's not margeshas shahadam shoseis fiyored min amaka. That this blood is coming out of the maka. Now, so there's something we don't know, right? That's what he says. Afilu ena margash. So something she's not margashas. So certainly, this Rashba is going against that Tosfos we started off with. But the question is, how far against Tosfos is he going, right? So the way the Beis Yosef and the Gra reads this is, she doesn't know that blood leaves this wound. In other words, we have a suffix if this maka is motzi adam or not, right? Afilu ena margashas mamish adam shosis yorim namaka. Is this a type of wound that's motzi adam or not? She's mesupik, still willing to be mako. The way the Shach reads this, Shefkan Chavdal, it is no. We don't know shahadam, that this blood leaving is from the wound, but she knows that she has a wound that's motzi adam. She definitely has a maka yadua shemotzi adam. Now, just because she has a maka yadua shemotzi adam doesn't mean that every drop of blood is coming from that maka, right? So, the Rashba's, you know, is Bala Fuke Tosfos, who says that Bishas Vesta, it's usher unless she knows this blood is leaving the Makkah. Right? No, you don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need to know this blood is leaving the Makkah. But you do need to know that you have a Makkah Shemotzi Adam. Right? And you'd emphasize the Shahadam shows his fear of the Makkah. She's not Margesha, that this dam that she's looking at was came out from the Makkah. That much she didn't feel. But she knows she's a Makkah Yadosh Motzi Adam. So let's see. Let's read on to see if there is evidence from the Hemshech. But just to point out, according to the Shach, there's not necessarily going to be a machlokas between the Rashman and Mordechai. We didn't see this Mordechai yet. But we'll see the Mordechai shortly. The Mordechai says that you need a Makkah Yadosh Motzi Adam to be Tola. Right? Does the Rashba disagree? So according to the Shach, not necessarily. All the Rashba is coming to say is you don't need to know this blood left from the Makkah. You have to know she has a Makkah Yadosh Motzi Adam. So let's read on and see what we could see. Chada de'ein eina ben makasa v'afsher laleida elu b'bdika shofers. First of all, he's saying the reason why you don't have to know is because it's basically impossible to know. How are you going to know anyway? Right? The only way to know. Now, I would say this sounds a little bit more like that first option, the Beis Yosef Gra option, because he's saying there's no way to know you even have a Makkah. You know you have a Makkah, but you don't know whether it's Motzi Adam or not, because what are you going to do? Are you going to look at it? But again, it's not Mochach. You could say it both ways, really.
How does the Bedika help? If this is the Makor, meaning that the Bedika is only good for the study.
One second. Well, we could be talking about either one, really.
Or you could be checked, no.
But, that's what he's saying. We could only know Bibdika Shofers. What you're pointing out is that would only, the Bibdika Shofers only tells you whether it's coming from the Makor Minat Stadim. But it would also tell you if it's coming from the Makor, if it's a Makkah Hamotzi Adam, or that the Dam is coming from this Makor. You can read it both ways. In other words, the Bdika Shofers will tell you if it's a Makkah Yadua Shemotzi Adam.
Right, but let's say if she would do the test and no blood would come off.
Yeah.
That's
not what he's saying. Correct. He's saying that the only way you could check this Makkah is Bdika Shofers. Now, what are you checking? So again, I think it's, as I said before, I think it reads a little better for the Beis Yosef. Now, the Bdika Shofers will tell you whether this is a Makkah Yadua Shemotzi Adam. It might tell you. Okay. Vaza mashma vadira dam achmas Makkah enes yichus feres. Let's skip a little because it's late. Amapalo bedika tol makasa. Right? So basically his point is that we don't require her to do this bedika minastam. Right? So we're willing to be meka without it. And since without it you can't know, so must be you're willing to be meka without knowing. Whatever without knowing means. Dav sheish la makkah yefshar la ladas imhu min hamakkah el bavdika ama min astam he told him akasa v'hadik tanina menes isha lo mar makkah yesh li shimi ben adam yisho seis v'yored. So that might sound like you need yadua shemotzi adam, or again for the shach shemaka shadam zumin hamakkah lav na menes lo mar shimi mena Shoseis v'yored ke'amar. Ella, that sounds a little bit shach-like, I think. Ella klape she'amar im yesh la'maka tola b'makasa ke'amar. When it says she has a maka, how do you know she has a maka? She'ena no tzichem l'das b'bir she'esh la'maka. That sounds very much Beis Yosef-like, right? We don't even have to know she has a maka, which means maka yedush motzi adam. Eli atzma margashis b'makav and emenes lomar maka yesh la sheyesh sham dam. That sounds a little more like the shach, right? She's saying there's a maka sheyesh sham dam. She just doesn't know if dam's min a maka. So then tola the makasa shani omer Mimen Adam Shoshes V'yored. That sounds a little bit more like the first option, the Shani Omer, but that's also, I think, could go both ways. So, Kitzer, keep on reading, but it's hard to, I think there's somewhat, you could definitely see why, where there's room for both reading. So now, let's assume though for a moment like the Beis Yosef. So according to the Beis Yosef, two things come out. Number one is we have the Mordechai. The Mordechai, according to the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Mordechai as well as others. Quotes it from the Hagos Maimonios, B'Shem Sefer Atruma, De'isha she'esh l'maka ba'osa makom, ve'eno yodas emotzi adam. Right, so woman is a maka she'eno yodua she'eno emotzi adam. So, ein atola b'maka. D'tani na'imenes isha lomar, maka yesh li ba'osa makom she'meni yotze dam. Ma'ash medavka k'shi yodas yotze dam, min ha'maka tola ba, aval safik la'ein an atola. So the Mordechai Shita seems clear. Right, the Mordechai Shita is that you're only tola if it's a maka yadua shemotzi adam. According to Beis Yosef, the Rashba disagrees. He holds your tola even any yadua shemotzi adam. Now, what comes out then is very interesting for the Beis Yosef, which is the Mordechai is, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding, is at once extremely mekel and at once extremely machmir. On the one hand, he is extremely mekel that. Or I'll say the other way. In one way, he's extremely machmir, that if she doesn't have a vases, you could only be tola if it's a maka yadua shemotzi adam. On the other hand, he's extremely meiko, that if she does have a vases, you could be tola in a maka that you don't have any evidence even exists, right? You could be tola in a non-maka. She doesn't even know she has any type of maka. She could be tola she has a vases, at least b'shas tashmish. Okay, we talked about how far that goes. But so he's both very machmir for a woman who has no vases, and very mekel for a woman who has a vases. It's not a stira, but it's interesting. Now, now we talk about what about b'shas vesta, right? So when could you be mekel b'shas vesta? So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Gois Maimonios. Well, we just read it, but we didn't read this line. Aval b'shas vesta, afil yodas b'vadei sh'amaka motzi adam. In other words, when is it that you could be mekel shelo b'shas vesta? B'shas vesta, even if you know it's motzi adam, ein atola. Dimlo kein, lo te t'mei aliolam. Now, a couple of things. First of all, number one, is this Mordechai distinguishes, says that you could be tola in a maka yadua shemotzi adam, right? Maka yadua shemotzi adam shelo b'shas vesta, implying she has a vesas. How does that work with the other Mordechai? If we limit the other Mordechai to her machmas tashmish, then that's easier to understand. But b'shas vesta, even a maka yadua shemotzi adam isn't enough, right? What do you need? You need something more. You need something more. And why? Like we saw in Tosfos, right? Because otherwise, liolam lote tamea. Now, the Beis Yosef writes, this taka makes a lot of sense, right? The svar liolam lote tamea. And the Beis Yosef sounds like, I would love to paskin that way, except l'maisa, the Rashba and the Rambam are both meiko. Right? The Rashba, we just read, he writes, it's mevorne gemar, that she's nemenes lomar maka yeshli, and generally speaking, a person's not able to say you have a maka. Now, again, let's read it like the Beis Yosef. Generally speaking, a person is not able to say you have a maka yadua shemotzi adam, right? When a woman says, I have a maka, right? So before the days of speculums, so what could she know? So she could know she has a maka. She can't know if it's a maka yadua shemotzi adam, right? And the Beis Yosef still says you're mako, and even b'shas vesta. So, and that's why the Rashba was so troubled, because the Rashba says, well, normally we're so machmir b'shas vesta, and here we're so mekel, and he answered, yeah, but here it's yefshar, right? So we have also here a very extreme machlokas l'fiya Beis Yosef. Now, what do you need according to the Mordechai? So according to our Gerson and Mordechai in the Shari Dura, as quoted by the Darkei Moshe and the Shach Sifkat and Chav Beis, B'shas Vesta, you need what? Afilu Yadua Shadam Hazeh Bamehamaka She's Temeya. Right? B'shas Vesta. So the Gra says, that makes no sense. That's Gra Sifkat and Yudalit. How could that be? It's against the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, at the very least, according to the Manda Amar Vestos, Avdil Raisa, as Tosis points out, there must be a case where you could be Mekel even B'shas Vesta. So nobody could be Machmir Halacha B'shas Vesta. Halacha meaning Ledidan de Kamelon de Vesta Slavde Raisa. Nobody could possibly be Machmir when you know that Dam Zeb Bam Namaka. So the Gra changes the Girsa, and the correct Girsa, instead of saying Afil Yodaz Vade Shadam Namaka Enotolaba, you have to be Goes Afil Yodaz Vade Shadam Minamaka Enotolaba. Right? And then it's going to be similar to Tosfos. Good. Okay, so now let's talk about how we paskin, and then we'll see, try to talk about halach lemaisa, what this means. So first let's try to figure out what's the Mechaber Shita and all this. So the Mechaber writes, Im yesh lamaka tol b'makasa. So where's the maka? He doesn't say. So Chorei will tell you it's whether it's a maka b'makor or a maka b'bitzdadim. Doesn't matter. What type of maka? Again, he doesn't say. He doesn't say we're talking about a maka yadua shemotzi adam or not. So what do I think? What do I think? So l'chora we're talking about even any yadua shemotzi adam, like the Rashba. That's the way Rav Avadia reads. Because otherwise, he should say that we're talking only about a maka yadua shemotzi adam. And certainly we'll say this l'gabi ramach mas tashmish. But since he wasn't machalik anywhere, it sounds like he's being mekel afilu labaila. And moreover, sounds like afilu b'shas vesta, because he didn't say, you know, when is this true? Shelo b'shas vesta, b'shas vesta, you have to be machmir like the Mordechai and Tosfos. He didn't say that. He didn't quote. So it sounds like he's passing like the Rashba and the Rambam, that even b'shas vesta you could be meko. In other words, basically, what did the Mechaber paskin? All the kulas, except for one, the crazy Mordechai, who said that even if you don't have a makkah, if you have a vestas kavoy, you can be mako by ramach mas tashmish, right? That he doesn't quote. But everything besides that super duper kula, he seems to be mako on, right? In that respect, he says no. When it says you're told a vesta, like the Rambam, it means she had be a b'shas vesta. Fine. That is the way, I think, the simplest read of the Mechaber. That's the way, as I said, Rav Avadia reads the Mechaber. However, the Taz, Sifkat and Yud, understands that from the fact that the Mechaber quotes the Trumas Hadeshen and Siv Zayin, that must mean he fully holds of the Trumas Hadeshen, which isn't so pashut. Maybe he's taking one particular point from the Trumas Hadeshen, but the Taz assumes he's endorsing the Trumas Hadeshen. And therefore, you're forced to say that when the Mechaber here is Meiko, it must mean it's a maka yadua shemotzi adam. Also, if you look at the note of Yehuda, quoted in Pesach Tshuva Lamed Zayin, he also seems to understand that the Mechaber is talking about a maka yadua shemotzi adam. And he says that's what the Mechaber means in Sefei when he writes, Im yesh maka be'osu makom tolin b'dam makasa. In other words, the maka shiyadua shemotzi adam. That's the way he reads the Mechaber. Now, the Ramah didn't understand the Mechaber that way. But if you read the Mechaber that way, that would answer the Taz's Kash and the Mechaber, because and why he's paskening like the Trumas Hadeshen and Siv Zayin. So that is the Mechaber's Psak. Again, the simple reading of the Mechaber is he's Tofis all the Kulos, your Mako, even Makashin Yudush and Motzi Adam, even Be Shaz Vesta, and the only time you have to, the only Kula he rejects is the Mordechai's Kula, that Yeshel Vesta is told of Vesta, even when there's no indication of a Maka. But again, the Taz, Yehuda, have a more machmir version of the Mechaber that he would require Maka Yadua Shemotzi Adam. What does the Ramah hold? Ramah's pretty confusing. So let's break up the Ramah into different pieces. So the first piece that we have to know from the Ramah is what's the halacha for an Isha Shiyesh Lavesis Kavua? So then the Mechaber, the Ramah says, you could be told by Makkah even if it's a makash eni yadua shemotzi adam, shalo b'shaz vasta. Right? So when are we makel? If you have a vases, you're makel if two conditions are, well, I guess you're makel for eni yadua shemotzi adam with two conditions. Number one, you have a vases. Number two, shalo b'shaz vasta. So whose position is this? So one possibility is that's the position of the Mordechai, as understood by the Taz, right? Going back to that Mordechai, that the Taz is only Makel, sorry, the Mordechai is only Makel if you have Veses and a Makash and a Yadua Shemotzi Adam, as opposed to the way the Beis Yosef understood the Mordechai as being Makel, even if you don't have a Makash and a Yadua Shemotzi Adam. That's one possibility. That is the second shot in the Gra Yodalad and Likutim. The other option in the Ramah is it's like a combination shita. What's the combination? The Rashba is always makel for any Yadua Shemotzi Adam. He doesn't want to rely on that alone, but he throws in our favorite Mordechai that says if you have a Veses, then you could be Tola Bevesta, right? So, and that happens to be even if you don't have a Mak at all. So if you everybody, you know, if you could say it as a combination shita or as a sfeik sfeika, you know, let's say it as a sfeik sfeika, but it's not the way he presents it. But maybe the Rashba's right that you could be told in a mak sheni yadua shemotzi adam. And even if the Rashba's wrong, you need a mak yadua shemotzi adam, maybe the Mordechai's right that shelo b'shaz vasta, you don't even need a mak at all. So this isn't a makah, but it's certainly good enough. Right? That's the way the Goyin reads it. In his first pshat, in Sifkat Yadalit, he thinks this is the correct pshat. He writes, this is the Iker pshat. In other words, if you want to put it a little differently, the Ramah is unwilling to be Samech on the Rashba alone, and not on the Mordechai alone, but together, he's willing to accept them. Okay, so that's the din when she has a Vases, Shelo B'Shas Vesta. She has a Vases B'Shas Vesta. She can't be Tola at all, as we discussed. But here, too, we have the question of what can't she be Tola in B'Shas Vesta, right? We know you can't be Tola in a Maka, even a Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Adam. What about other things? For example, take a look at the Pischei Tshuva Sifkat Mem Aleph. Let me just explain a little better. What's the reason why Tosfos is Machmir B'Shas Vesta? Right? V'chili olam lo te temeya. So maybe then you could be makel in other tlios. So look at the Pischei Tshuva over there, Mem Aleph, he writes, Ayin b'tshuvas beis Ephraim, shekasa d'vata lomar dafka shelo b'shas vesta, shas vesta choshishin ukimo maka b'magufa. Right? So what does he say? Let's say you do an aid.
Are you giving a 1/3 and 2/3?
Yes. Is that a problem?
Not at all.
Okay. Let's imagine she sees Dam on an Eid Bedika, B'Shas Vesta, and she's a Maka Yadua Shemotzi Adam. What would you say? What's the din? So maybe I'll say it could be a Matir. Because what's the whole reason why we're Machmir? B'chili Olam Lo Tehei Temeya. Well, she will be Temeya. When she menstruates, she'll become Temeya. Right? So what is this Beis Ephraim hold? The Beis Ephraim must be holding that either he's saying we treat dominant Abedika Mamish like a Riya Gemura L'chol Davar, or he's saying that the reason why we're Machmer B'Shas Vest is not just the reason that Tosfos says V'chili Olamo Teheya Temeya, but rather it's because we're more expectant for there to be Dam at that point. Anyway, that's an interesting question. And then finally we know Ksamim were Tolim B'chol Makom, B'chol Inyan. Good. Now then we have the next question, which is Latir Labaila, right? When the Ramah was Matir, when she has a Veses, Shelo B'Shas Vesta, even for Makash and Yadu Shemotzi Adam, what is he Makel on? So the Pashta says he's Makel, even Latir Labaila, right? She doesn't have to go to the Mikvah. This is the understanding of the Note of Yehuda, but he's hesitant to Paskin this Lamaisa because it's against the Shach. How did the Shach understand this? So the Shach, the Sisif Katan Chaf, says, no, the Ramah is only makel by Ramach Mas Tashmish because of Iguna. Now, this is, Agav, an interesting example of Iguna, because it's not yet a full-fledged Iguna. Ruki Vager brings that up. But we do find in many places in Halacha that B'makom Igun, we're very, very makel, right? There's a Michtav Meliyahu, not Rav Dassler, and it's Kuntras Iguna, who says, you know, we're always makel on a Das Yachid B'makom Igun. So that's the pshat, we're makel here on a, that's even more than a Das Yachid. But not otherwise. Now here we have the question, if we accept the Shach, what's the Geder for the Shach? So if you look at the Knesset Yechezkel, Simen Lamed Daled, he understood that the Shach says like this, we call Malkum, Tzricha Shem Nekiyim. In other words, once we're going to so what are we going to say? Let's say Lo Rasa Machmas Tashmish, right? So then we know what to do. What about if it was Machmas Tashmish? Right? She sees down Machmas Tashmish. So the Shach says we're willing to be Mako. Right? So will we tell her she has to go to the mikvah? She says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Because we can't pass an entirety to Sasri. So if she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, and we're Mekel Alts Igun, let's say, so we're going to even tell her she doesn't have to go to the mikvah. If she sees it not during Tashmish, so it's not an Igun or Shaila, we'll have to be Machmir, we'll tell her to go to the mikvah. However, the Sidrei Tara disagrees. He says, no, we don't mind paskening Tarti to Sasris of this sort. And therefore, Lagabe Laosra Al-Baila Liolam, so we're not going to Asar Al-Baila. But of course we'll tell her to go to the mikvah. In other words, we'll tell her to go to the mikvah. How do we look at this blood? Lagabe, the din of Ramach Mas Tashmish, this is Dam Maka. Lagabe, the din of Heter Labayla, this is Dam Nida. Right? And that's what the Knesset Chazkel says. No, we can't say that. So since we don't want to Asa her Liolam Albayla, when you see the Dam during Tashmish, we'll have to say this is Dam Maka. Interesting question. Then we have the Rebbe Akiva Eger that Shmuel brought up that clearly takes which side of this equation, but for a different reason. He's going to say that we can split, but it's not an illogical split, like the Sidrei Tara says, that because of Iguna or Mako. It's actually a logical split, which is, one is, the Shaila of Dam Machmas Tashmish is a Dira, is a Dirabanan Shaila, because Dam Machmas Tashmish is just a Veses, and the other one is a Dirabanan Shaila. Now what's a nafkamina between these two approaches? Interesting nafkamina would be a woman who has chronic bleeding problems. She can't get to the mikvah unless you're willing to be mako on a makah she'eni yadua shemotzi adam, right? So if you hold that the pshat in the kula of the Ramah is not the fundamental reason that Rebbe Akiva Eger says, it's the makom iguna igula tvei. So then we could maybe be mako over here to makom igun, right? Because if we're not Mekel on any Yadush Motzi Adam, she's never going to be able to get to the mikvah. On the other hand, if you hold the fundamental reading of the Shach, that Shmuel is arguing, no, the Pshat is we're Mekel because Vestas de Rabbanan, so then this wouldn't help over here. Okay. I guess we have to stop here. So, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, next time, we're going to be focusing on some of the halacha lemaisa applications of these shailas. One of the questions you have to figure out is how do you define yadua shemotzi adam? Another very important question is that one that we discussed, which is how do you define makah b'makor? In terms of that question, I want you to look at the Chazon Ish's, and especially the possible steer between the Chazon Ish and Sefer, which I gave you on your sheets, as well as the Chazon Ish and letters. There's a couple of letters from the Chazon Ish, which I also gave you in the sheet. Is there a stira? And if there is a stira, which one do we accept? Or maybe there's not a stira. They're like, these are some of the most interesting Lemaisa questions that come up. So make sure you read those letters for next time. And maybe we'll even finish the simon next time. Certainly we'll be finished by midweek next week. Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, atzlacha rabba.
Isn't there a muscle that's in the beginning of the room maybe cooking class?